What do you think about those cookies?
Man. Man.
Jill made those cookies and...
Oh, wow.
See how thick they are? They're like a... It's a good inch of thick cookie.
Man.
And...
they got chocolate little bits of... and nuts and...
She and I met when we were working in a coffee shop, and they used to sell these not these cookies, but this type of cookie.
Solid cookie, yes.
Yeah, they got coconut in them, and they got M&Ms, and they got chocolate bits. There's pecans in there. There's the whole gamut.
It's like everything you can think of that's good
is in there.
Is that like a Chevrolet? Is that a Chevrolet part in there? I mean everything.
But it's not too sweet. It's not too rich.
It's got beer bits in it. I mean, this is a good cookie.
Yeah. And we used to sell cookies for a dollar. They were cookies that we bought from somebody, you know, some vendor. But we sold them for a dollar. And yeah, I'm telling you, those are.
I don't normally condone paying a dollar for a cookie.
I'd pay
a dollar for them cookies. Yeah. Them right there is $1 cookies. Yeah.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just a name of you. It's better than a temper tantrum. It's better than your hometown becoming a slum. It's better than when your foot goes numb. It's better than jury duty. Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Two Blind Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
You know, I found out the judge sort of frowns on you, like, playing Tetris on your cell phone while you're sitting in the jury box.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
How'd you work that out?
It's just not. Don't get caught.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Two Blind Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. And this from our lovely assistant in the field.
Juanita here in the cold and frozen north with our second prophecy and fulfillment from the Word. The promised Messiah would be rejected by his own people, prophecy. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah 53:3. Fulfillment. Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? Pilate asked, and they all answered, crucify him. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted out the louder, crucify him. Matthew 27:21-23, the NIV. I know that this prophecy seems to belong more in the Easter story, but with Christmas happening, this could not have come to fruition. So basically, without the fulfillment of the Christmas story, our salvation would have gone unfulfilled. Furry, furry day to all. This is Bonita signing off and sending you back to SBS Central.
Very good.
Excellent.
So that's the second one.
Merry Christmas, all.
That's the second one.
That's the second one.
We had the first one in the last show.
Yes.
And it's the second one.
Yes.
So
there's two more.
Oh, two more. Okay, good. Good. Very nice.
Those will be on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
You okay there?
Yeah. Got a little cold.
You sound very Barry White-ish.
Do I?
Yeah.
It makes me kind of sexy sounding.
Yeah, or creepy. One of the two.
Oh, okay, cool.
Depending
cool.
on.
Cool. No. You know what's creepy?
Good grief. Is you calm down, dude. It's okay.
What's creepy?
Who's there? Yes.
Did you get your own bobblehead doll made?
What?
That's what's creepy.
What?
You heard me. You can get your own bobblehead doll made.
You can always get your own bobblehead doll. I mean, you can always go buy a bobblehead doll.
No.
I don't understand what you're...
I'm saying you can have a reproduction of your own head done as a bobblehead doll. They have them.
They do that?
In the office the other day, somebody said something about...
I want one of you. Oh, that would be so funny. I want one of you. Can I get one doing the ferret with you? That would be so cool. That would be great, man.
Nobody saw that, by the way.
Oh, they can't see me?
somebody at the office, I don't know how the conversation started, but I said, I bet you can get those. I went right to Google and I said, custom bobblehead dolls.
And you found one.
And I came across this company that they're called Whoopus.
Oh.
Whoopus Enterprises.
Okay. And they can make bobblehead dolls?
Yeah, you send them a picture of yourself and they will make a custom bobblehead. It goes on a standard base. And I think it's like $75 or something like that.
Good grief, for one? Spoon. Waitress, I'm just, whoa, spoon. I got choked on that. 70 for one?
Yeah. Well, if you buy more than one, they'll give you a 15% discount.
Well, I bet they would. It's called the idiot discount. Look, this idiot ordered two. Give him a discount.
But if you want, you can get the whole body done. So like this one.
Oh yeah.
You can get
Jill?
No.
Oh.
But you get the whole body done. I think it's like $175 to get the body done. But they'll do a full 360. You send them pictures from the side and the front and the back, and they'll do a whole form, and they'll put your custom bobblehead on it.
I would almost be willing to pay one. Have you
for less than $200, right?
Yeah,
you can get your own bobblehead. See, see this one right here. And what's funny though is the bobbleheads actually look better than the people in the picture. I'm kidding you not. I mean. Like she got a little bit of a bubble hiney.
Yeah, but in the bubble head doll, they kind of.
But when the bubble head is bigger than the bubble hiney,
it doesn't really. Yeah,
it all matters. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And this other guy over here. There's another guy. What was it? Oh, this guy. This guy has got like God gifted him with the gift of smell.
He got a big old nose,
and some chompers.
Yeah.
But when they did the bobble head, they make him look like something out of like a children's cartoon.
Sure. It looks okay there.
He looks great. Yeah, he looks like he could be on a game show or something.
Yeah, what's this one? I want to see that one. Oh, that's the princess.
Yeah. Yeah, which that one actually, she looks better in the picture.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Yeah.
But what if you find one on there that looks sort of similar to you anyway?
Can you just order it?
Yeah.
I'm sure
you would. It be $75 though, or would it be cheaper?
I don't know. Look at this one.
Oh wow! Look at that.
I mean, it's uncanny, really. How? Okay. Oh my. Oh my.
You can't describe that. There's no way you can describe that to tell people about
it. The guy has a superhero suit on.
It looks like he made it himself.
And his bobblehead has the superhero suit, and oh my, that's not.
It's not attractive.
Well, no, because he's a grown man.
But he wanted a bobblehead doll with a Superman costume. I mean, with a superhero costume.
And he's not necessarily all that athletic.
I think that's the Green Hornet, actually. Is it green? It's not
it's
green.
It's not, but it's pink. That's not red, dude. That's pink.
Sorry,
the bobblehead. The bobblehead's red, but it's like a fuchsia or something.
Oh, okay. Coming. All right.
Yeah. That's something. Okay. There. And then you got this one. Check out this one. She's a little, yeah.
Mm.
I don't understand that.
No.
Got the little darkness going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And this guy, wait.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you the level of detail. This dude's got the unibrow.
Hey, that's what's his name from Lost.
Is it? Well, he's got the unibrow going, and so does the bobblehead. So, I thought that was funny.
It's Hurley from Lost.
So, anyway.
He was also on Becker.
But there you go. You get your own custom.
Custom bobblehead.
And I'll put,
from Whoopus. Is that what you said?
I said Whoopus, yeah.
I don't think that's spelled properly. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, on your own bobblehead. I would almost pay that. I would just almost. I'm on the – if I didn't know people who really needed money –
Yeah,
I was like, I feel so guilty buying it.
Oh right, yeah, because it's totally.
I got friends with broke cars and
make your own personal idol.
Yeah,
probably not a good thing.
No, but I get one of you. I don't want one of me. What do I need me for? I want one of you.
You want a bobblehead?
Yeah,
of me?
I can just thump on the forehead and go.
Hey,
that would be great. That would be great.
I think that would be fun if we could sell them.
How much would you have to sell them for to make a profit, though?
$1 zillion.
$1 zillion.
Well, you'd have to order like a. I did find another website that did mm-hmm. custom bobbleheads, but you had to order like 300 of them to start.
No.
I was like, nope. No.
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 Sorry. No. Not going to happen.
Unless I could get like Paris Hilton or something and sell those for a bunch.
Yeah. So. Probably not going to sell yours enough to.
No.
300.
No.
Yeah.
$65 pushing it as a vanity.
Oh, man. I will listen to a message here. We got some listener comments coming in here, so let's see what's going on there.
Dude, it's Snickers. That's Snickers. Snickers are footwear. Snickers is a candy bar. Get it straight. Yet another example of why you should not smoke marijuana.
It rots
your brain.
Bye. You know.
He's got good humor.
He pays too close attention.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
He's got good humor though. I like it.
It's Snickers. Snickers bar. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying half the time.
Well, sometimes you know things just fall out.
Of my mouth?
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you never know how it's going to come out.
Hey there, this is Brian Bridges.
Hey, speaking of that.
Chaz was talking on this show about being on the help desk and how some people were just not coordinated enough to use computers. And I was also on a help desk for a J.C. Bradford company, a stock brokerage firm. And I can totally agree with what Chaz was saying. Some people would just need some help, and other people need to be helped in order to study. They shouldn't be allowed to use a computer. There's one fellow up there, he says, the computer keeps turning off. Every time I try to do something, it keeps turning off. And so after hours of trying to do it over the phone, finally somebody went over there and stood behind him and said, do everything exactly like you normally do it. And he was doing everything like he normally did it, and his hand would reach up at some point, and his thumb would hit the monitor button and would turn the monitor off every time. So, you know, there's just some people you can't help. So I thought that was interesting. We'll talk with y'all later. Bye.
I like when he said some people need help. I thought this is what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
They need help.
Yeah.
And yeah, they need help. It's good stuff. I like that.
They do need help.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed the show. About all we got for you. We actually got a lot more, but Chaz's voice is just eking out. He's just going down. He needs some rest. He needs some rest and a lozenge and a big glass of cold water and a good night's sleep.
And a bobblehead.
And a bobblehead. Mm-hmm. Bobblehead from Whoopus Enterprises. So check that out. And join us tomorrow when you'll hear more hilarity from the Two Blind Squirrels. Bye, Elskin Dias, everybody.
Two Blind Squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.